been so in line with what God is busy doing in this church. Do you believe that? Maybe I must just wait a minute and rephrase that question. Do you believe what has been spoken over the last few weeks have been in line with what God is doing in this church right now? Yes. Hallelujah. I also just want to say thank you to the church for allowing me the freedom to be able to minister the way that I do. I know I'm unique in many ways, in many areas, and this is one of the things that I can enjoy, that I know God has called me to do. And I know as a church, you would not have sat there and received if it was not from God. So thank you. By God's grace, this morning, I want to go back to an old portion of scripture, Ezekiel chapter 37. Now, who's heard that portion of scripture for the first time? Oh, thank you, Andrew and Glenda. I'm so sad that you've never heard it before. Their hands went up so quickly. Anybody here that has never heard about Ezekiel 37? Hallelujah. In your defense. Praise God. Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 1 to verse 14. Very well known portion of scripture. Preached about thousands and thousands of times. But this morning, Sister Glenda, by God's grace, I want to look at it differently. I don't want to look at the bones after God has spoken to. I want us just to take out a few minutes. And I'm saying us. To look at what was this bones before it was spoken over. Who was this bones before it was spoken over? Now, when I read it the first time, I thought it was one set of bones. But as I was forced to read it a few times, and Kay would love this, as part of my college degree, I did have to do a degree, you know. As part of that, every year, we had a camp that we used to go to and read through the Bible in 6 days. Oh yeah, you read through the Bible in 6 days. But then you read, my friends, you read. But, so I've read it a few times, but every time you open scripture, the Holy Spirit comes over you. You read that same scripture, Ryan, and something new jumps out at you. So over the last couple of weeks, as I was preparing for today, I was planning on speaking to the bones again, but then God just said to me, no, just look at it differently. Who do we think these bones were? What do we think they were? Was it bones of animals? I don't think so. Listen to what the Bible says. The whole of Ezekiel is about prophecy, right? So this is about prophecy. So prophecy is alive. So the Bible comes and says, man of God, let me just take you there. The hand of the Lord was on me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me in the middle of a valley. So this is prophecy. He's seeing this. This is what God is wanting him to see. And the Lord takes him from where he is now to here, to this valley of dry bones. And I think it was a lot of people. I think there was a nation that came to an end there. Right? Now let's look at this nation a bit. What do we think happened to them? Let's just throw in wild stuff. Let's be reckless this morning. What do we think happened to this? Here we come over this, in the desert, we come over this ridge here. And you're, wow, you just see bones. What happens to you? Anybody traveled to Tasmania recently? Who's been to Tasmania? Oh, you've been there 2 days ago. Andrew's been there. Uncle Bill has been there. What happens to you when you come to Tasmania? Anybody remember? Or you've been to Tasmania so many times you don't remember? See? It's cold. When I got to Tasmania the first time, there's something spiritual there. I felt in the atmosphere, ooh, there's a sadness here. I didn't know the history of Tasmania. until I said to somebody there, what's wrong with this place? I'm feeling sad. And one of my, he's the pastor there, Chris Barnden's brother-in-law, he said to me, Pastor, you're the first one in a long time that has picked it up. Remember what happened in Tasmania. Do you know the history of Tasmania? That's the sadness. So yeah, I'm coming over this ridge here, and I'm seeing this valley of dry bones. And what do you think I feel? Sadness. The same sadness you would feel when you come over this ridge and you see this amount of dead people. Because they're dead people. Now, friends, would God take us to a place that is, he's decided will not live anymore? I think part of my testimony a couple of years ago was the first time when and I think Pastor Angela will share a bit about that next week, as when I left the mining industry, I worked in the mine for 17 years, and then I left the mining industry to go into ministry. The plan was, because I'm not an academic by any long shot, so the plan was between me and my wife that, you know what, because I'm a bit slow, I've got to take my time. So I'm not going to take a church in the first year of my studies, because I needed to focus. I need to read the thing 5 times before I understand it the first time. So that was our decision. But what does God do? God takes me to this place in my first year, of my first week of my first year, God takes me to this church. And I'm fighting with God, because this church was destined to be sold. This church had 10 people in. This church was, there was nothing happening in this church. And so I came there, and in my first week of my first year, after fighting with God and saying to God, listen, I don't want to be there. These people, Uncle Bill, they sat and sang. They had little red hymnals, and they sat like we're sitting now, and they sang. Only from the hymnals. And I'm thinking, Lord, why would you punish me? What did I do? What do you think? This prophet saw. God, why do you bring me to this dry bones? What did I do? Did I sin? No. Remember, God doesn't always bring you to a place because you've done wrong. Sometimes he brings you to the place to make the change. Hallelujah. Now let us look at this dry bones again. Who do we think these people were? What brings about death? What brings about death? Say it, mommy. Sin? Something else? What brings about death? Old age, yes, 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 that's also right. Drought and famine, circumstances, situations. A lack of oxygen, yeah, that's called old age as well. Conflict, war. Now, any of these things that we mentioned could be the demise of this people, right? Now, why do you think that God would have the man of God see that and say what he then says after that? Because God had compassion on that people. God allowed that to happen so that he could be glorified. God allows situations in our lives, my friend, to happen. Lord, why am I getting divorced? Why am I going through financial ruin? Why am I dying of my old age? Why is this happening? For his glory. It's not always to punish you. It's for his glory, so that he could be seen. Remember, there's a story, and this is another sermon, of a man who died, and his sisters called, Jesus, Jesus, come. And do you know that story? Must I go on? And he came 3 days, was it 3 days or 4 days later? Oh, I just wanted to make sure you read your Bible. 4 days later he comes. And the sister says, why now? He said, for my glory. We still had the dry bones. The prophet is still looking. The prophet is feeling sad. He says, Lord, why did you bring me here? The Lord says, I had compassion on these people. I want them to live again. For many of us, we know we've seen dry bones. Who's seen a dry bone? And it's very dry. Now tell me, what color is that bone? White. Because when we go back to our bone, and that dry bone really becomes dry, and nature takes its course with that dry bone, what happens to that dry bone? It becomes ash. And these dry bones was about to go back to ash. But with God, the impossible is possible. With God, that dry bone, that whiteness of that dry bone, got him excited. When we see their dry bones, when we look upon this church, what is it that we see? Do we see dry bones? It feels like it some days. Hallelujah. It feels like that. But you know what? I get excited because God is here. It's not about you or me. It's not about you or me. It's about what God is able to do right here. And you know what? He brought the prophet there. Now, I tried to look, tried to do a bit of research. The prophet had no connection with that people before. So he didn't really know them. The prophet didn't lose any family there. So there was no connection, right? Sometimes God brings us to a place where we don't know anybody. Sorry? Oh, I thought. Thank you, Kay. Sometimes God takes you to Bendigo where you do not know anybody. Just to include Kay there, you know. Because God wants to do something new with you. Yes. He wants to use you for his glory. He wants to, even if it just changes one person's life, that's what he will do. He will raise up an army to protect just you. He will cause his angels to come around you when there seems to be no hope. You're thinking, man, what happened here? And sometimes we can be very stupid. Like I tell this joke at my talks. I say sometimes I'm a bit innocently ignorant of a lot of things in the world, you know. So the one day, I was, you know, when you're young and you got all your muscles in the right place and the six-pack is still normal. I got out of the car because there was a gang there in the area that I was at, and they wanted to take my car. And I got out of the car, and I walked towards them, and what happened? They started to scatter. And I was thinking, why are they running, man? I'm ready for them today. Just to realize I forgot to take the seatbelt off and I had the car on my back. And there was trouble coming. This is just to say that sometimes, and that was a joke, right? For those that didn't get it. But it's a matter of sometimes the enemy sees what you don't see. God takes us to the bones. We can't see the life in that bones, but God sees more than what we can see. Can you see that dry bones? Now I want to take you back to the dry bones, friends. Right, there was no name to the dry bones. The Bible doesn't say this was that nation or that nation. When God comes along, there's no name to us. He saves you, my brother, without knowing your name. He doesn't have to know your name. If he's destined you for salvation, you will be saved. Although God is all-knowing, so he knows your name. He knew your name even before you were born. But we didn't have to know the name. I don't have to know all of your names, Sister Gay. I'm just fortunate to see your little name badge there. Otherwise, I'm not good with it. But you know what? God doesn't save you on your name, my friend. He saves you on his heart. Because he's died for you even before you came to sit here today. That's what the dry bones represent. Jesus' love for you in nothing. You're about to turn into powder. Church, are we about to turn into powder? We can all say, yeah. But when God comes and speaks the word, life happens. Life happens. Now, let's go back to the dry bones. The dry bones is there. The prophet is standing there. There's no name. There's no affiliation. There's nothing. Jesus says to him, God says to him, speak life over these bones. Hallelujah. Here's where the action happens. Here's where the action happens. Now, friends, his faith and God's plan needs to align. You know when you're doing something and that line, and Ryan will tell you, we try to put in a door and that line just doesn't want to come. And you do everything and that line just doesn't want to come. And this prophet is looking up and he's saying, Lord, what are you saying? What are you asking of me? And you know what? God says to him, speak the word. Speak life over it. Friends, the reason why we're in trouble is because we're not speaking life over this place, man. There's a lot of words that isn't spoken over this place that we need to get rid of. We need to say, I don't accept this in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The prophet then starts speaking. Lord, what do I say? I don't have the ability to do anything. You know, I haven't even saved anybody from a swimming accident or whatever. I've never been involved in anything major. So what is it that you want me to do here? He says, by our fruits we shall be known. Hallelujah. By our faith we shall be known. By our faith we shall be moved. He wants you to trust your faith. To trust your faith. As a coach, I love to coach from the sideline, and I tell my boys, trust your training. Pass it. Trust your training. Do the right thing. Because in training, we get taught to do certain things, right? You the job that you do, you get the training. Uncle Bill, you remember your training that you used to do? Uncle Bill used to be a soccer star. If you look at his calves, man, you'll see. Is it still there? Has it gone? It's left. All right, the calves is left. Don't look at his calves now. But when he used to train, they used to train. And then when they go and play, they move into playing. And then you trust your training. You go over to do that which you have been taught to do. What have you been taught to do, child of God? The Lord is calling us this morning to go over and trust our training. The title of my message this morning is, it's time. It's time. Now the time only happens, my friends, when you start speaking that life into your situation. It's not because you see the dry bones. The dry bones has been there for forever. Your mother saw it, your father saw it, your grandparents saw the dry bones, but they were not called to speak life over it. You are called to speak life over the situation. Yes. Pastor, you want to tell me? Yes, your mom and them had to speak over other dry bones. This is your time. This dry bones that's laying here is for you. You need to speak over it. Now, my friends, I just want to stop there for a second. I want us just to retreat. And see, what has God placed in you that makes you special for today? What has God seen in you? What has God placed in you to be able to do that? I believe if there's a time that God has called you to step out in faith, it is right now. It is right now. I want to continue with this, but the Lord is just saying to me, just stop. Give people the opportunity to look at themselves first now. It is not the pastor's job to come and speak over these dry bones. It is your job. Each of us here are called to do something. Because that bones has got to come to life. But you need to realize what power you have. What ability God has placed in you to make that change. Week after week, when I end the service, what is my favorite words that I say at the end of the service? Come on, Uncle James, take it out of memory there. What is, go and?
Make a difference.
Hallelujah. Uncle James remembers. Go out and look for an opportunity to make a difference. Here the prophet is standing there. He's saying, Lord, is this my opportunity? Is this my opportunity? Friend, you should be standing there this morning and you asking, Lord, what are you planning for me here? Is this my opportunity to make a difference? Right now, you've made peace with that. You've accepted the call. It needs to be a calling, my friend. It can't be a desire. It needs to be a calling. Out of the ordinary. Yes. It needs to be out of the ordinary. He'll wake you up at 2 o'clock in the morning and say, hey, go and pray for Susan. Susie, sorry. Go and pray for Ryan. He wakes you up out of the ordinary to speak life into that situation of dry bones. Do you think it's just by accident that you wake up and you think, why am I thinking of Peter? Why am I thinking of John? God wants you to do something about it. That's speaking life into the dry bones. It's your time. Hallelujah, I'm almost done. And I was told when I say I'm almost done, I need to be done. Friends, it is a matter of, now the dry bones is there, you aligned yourself with God, now the words comes out. All that you need to do is just to open your mouth. The words will come out, Uncle Bill. Auntie Rosemary, the words will come out by itself to speak over that situation. My brother, my sister, I do not know who you are, but this morning God is saying, put fear away. The reason why we don't move on things is because we are scared. Put it aside. Put fear aside and just step out recklessly, blindly, and say, Lord, I'm just trusting you, yeah. Papa. Just trust God blindly with your faith today. Speak that words. Open your mouth, the words will come out. Right, here it's happening now. The action is starting. The minute it starts rattling, don't run away. The angel came to Mary, the angel went to Joseph, and what was the first words the angel said to them? Come on, help me somebody. Fear not. God is with you. Do not be afraid. Step out. Once you've spoken that words over the situation, healing, blessing, covering, protection, health, wealth, you speak it. It happens. And then the dry bone starts rattling. What happens? We start getting scared. It happened to me right here. I was praying and stuff. So I opened this door, I opened the other door, and I ran out. I stood at home. Yeah. My first couple of weeks here was rough, man. It started happening here. Where did you think I found myself? I'm a little man. I'm out of here. I got there, I'm standing at home. My wife says, what's wrong? I say, nothing. Just as I'm saying nothing, the Lord says, go back. I come back, I open the doors, man. I says, in Jesus' name. By that time, I didn't have much hair then. Now, my hair was standing on ends. You can't see it now, but they are. You've got to use a magnifying glass to see it. But you know what? Come and face it, man. As soon as that rattle starts happening, say, yes, Lord, I'm ready for it now. I'm ready for it now. Come on. Call it, man. It starts happening. Get excited. Because I know soon this place is going to be too small. This place is going to be too small. Because God, the rattling is happening right here, right now. The rattling is happening even as I speak right now. You can feel it in your bones, man. And it's not arthritis that you're feeling. Cut it out in Jesus' name. Speak it. You've got to receive the word of the Lord in order for it to be real. Don't tell me at the door, oh, Pastor, that was a nice sermon. I know it was nice. Because God said it was nice. I want you to say, I receive it in Jesus' name. Now the rattling has taken place. The sinews are happening. But that is not life. Because now it's got skin on. It's looking like a person. But that is not life. What do you think life is? Where does life happen? Come on now. Say it. The breath. The breath. Once God says, now breathe on it. Through the Holy Spirit. I can breathe on this thing. It won't live. I can use it, yes. But it won't live. It only lives when God says for me to breathe on it. God has called me here to breathe on this place. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? It's time, my friends, that we start operating in that power. Because right there in the beginning, the Holy Spirit brought me here. The Holy Spirit brought you here. And because of that, that's right there in verse, come on now. Where am I now? In verse 1 there. The hand of the Lord was on me and brought me out by the Holy Spirit. Do you believe that? Do you believe that you're operating in the power of the Spirit right now? I'm going to leave it right there. I want you to go out from here and say, Lord, what power have you given me? What have I done in the last, how many months now, 5 months of this new year? What have you called me to breathe on? A situation that was hopeless. A car that was wrecked. A marriage that was destined for disaster. Have I spoken into that? Have I called my wife or my partner to say, come, let's just pray. We've tried everything now. Let's just pray. We can. We can. Because God says we can. May the Lord bless us as we continue to look at these dry bones and say, Lord, you've called me here for a purpose. Let me speak over this dry bones in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you this morning for your word. We thank you, Lord, that we know and we trust you, Lord, that you will not ever lie to us because you're not a man to lie. But, Father, that we go out from here this morning and receive this word. And, Lord, be unctioned with the power from on high to go out, Lord, and make a difference. And Father God, I know you're preparing this ground here. This ground here has been opening up, Lord, for that influx of people that needs you. Lord, we don't need church people. We need people that needs you in Jesus' name. Bless us, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Woo. That's my story for this morning. Let's all stand together as we sing. Oh, is this the same one? Mm. Just as I am. Mm-hmm. Woo! This is deep, man. This is spiritual. Just as I am, without one plea, but that your blood was shed.